Welcome to Memorial Stadium in Baltimore, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Baltimore Orioles. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Al Smith. Batting second. The second baseman, Nelly Fox. Batting third. The left fielder, Manny Minoso. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Roy Sievers. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Gene Fries. Batting sixth. The catcher, Joe Ginsburg. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Jim Landis. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Luis Aparicio. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Early Wynn. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Early Wynn. For the Baltimore Orioles. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Marv Breeding. Batting second. The right fielder, Gene Stevens. Batting third. The left fielder, Gene Woodling. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Jim Gentile. Batting fifth. The catcher, Clint Courtney. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Brooks Robinson. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Jackie Brandt. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Ron Hansen. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Chuck Estrada. Pitching for the Baltimore Orioles, Chuck Estrada. And now, play ball. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is called out on strikes. One out. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Breeding settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso hits a fly ball into center field. Brandt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Marv Breeding is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Breeding takes first base on ball 4. Gene Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens takes first base on ball 4. Breeding moves to second. Gene Woodling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodling hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Breeding scores. Stevens moves to second. It's 1-0, Orioles. Jim Gentile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gentile strikes out. One out. Clint Courtney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Courtney hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Fox settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson takes first base on ball 4. Stevens moves to third. Woodling moves to second. Jackie Brandt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brandt hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Ginsburg settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sievers takes first base on ball 4. Gene Fries is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fries strikes out. One out. Joe Ginsburg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ginsburg hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Sievers moves to second. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Stevens. Landis reaches second base with a double. Sievers scores. Ginsburg moves to third. It's White Sox, 1, Orioles, 1. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Breeding settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Early Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Orioles 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Chuck Estrada is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Estrada bunts towards the mound. Wynn fields it and throws to first for the out. Hansen moves to second. One out. Marv Breeding is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Breeding is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Breeding takes first base on ball 4. Gene Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Stevens hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 4-1, Orioles. Gene Woodling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodling is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Woodling strikes out. Two outs. Jim Gentile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gentile is 0-for-1 in the game. Gentile strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0-for-1 in the game. Smith hits a fly ball into right field. Stevens settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-1 in the game. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 0-for-1 in the game. Minoso strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the White Sox 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Dick Donovan now pitching. Clint Courtney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Courtney is 0-for-1 in the game. Courtney takes first base on ball 4. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Robinson hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Fox settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jackie Brandt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brandt is 0-for-1 in the game. Brandt hits a line drive into center field. Landa settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Hansen hits a ball on the ground towards third. Freeze fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sievers is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Sievers takes first base on ball 4. Gene Freeze is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freeze is 0-for-1 in the game. Freeze hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Joe Ginsburg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ginsburg is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Ginsburg hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Freeze moves to third. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Landis hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Freeze scores. Ginsburg moves to second. It's 4-2, Orioles. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0-for-1 in the game. Aparicio hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Woodling, who is chasing the ball. Aparicio reaches third base with a triple. Ginsburg scores. Landis goes all the way around to score. It's White Sox, 4, Orioles, 4. Ted Kluszewski pinch hits for Dick Donovan. Ted Kluszewski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kluszewski hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Aparicio scores. It's 5-4, White Sox. Jim Rivera pinch runs for Ted Kluszewski. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0-for-2 in the game. Smith hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Rivera moves to second. Gordon Jones now pitching. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-2 in the game. Fox hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Rivera scores. Smith moves to third. It's 6-4, White Sox. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 0-for-2 in the game. Minoso hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Woodling. Minoso reaches second base with a double. Smith scores. Fox goes all the way around to score. It's 8-4, White Sox. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sievers is 0-for-0 in the game. With two walks. Sievers hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Courtney settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gene Freese is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freese is 0-for-2 in the game. Freese hits a pop-up towards short. Hansen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Orioles 4. The Orioles will come to bat. Russ Kemmerer now pitching. Gordon Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is called out on strikes. One out. Marv Breeding is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Breeding is 0-for-0 in the game. With two walks. Breeding hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Gene Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 3 RBIs. Stevens hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Kemmerer fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Gene Woodling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodling is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Woodling hits a pop-up towards short. Aparicio settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Orioles 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Joe Ginsburg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ginsburg is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. Ginsburg hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Stevens. Ginsburg reaches second base with a double. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Landis strikes out. One out. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. He's got 2 RBIs. Aparicio hits a fly ball into center field. Brandt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Russ Kemmerer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemmerer hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Breeding settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Orioles 4. The Orioles will come to bat. Jim Gentile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gentile is 0 for 2 in the game. Gentile hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Clint Courtney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Courtney is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Courtney hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Gentile moves to second. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Gentile moves to third. Two outs. Jackie Brandt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brandt is 0 for 2 in the game. Brandt hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Orioles 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Breeding scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Nellie Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards first. Gentile scoops it up and throws to first, with Jones covering, for the out. Two outs. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Minoso hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sievers is 0 for 1 in the game. With two walks. Sievers hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Minoso moves to second. Gene Freese is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freese is 0 for 3 in the game. Freese hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Orioles 4. The Orioles will come to bat. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Hansen hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Al Pilarczyk pinch hits for Gordon Jones. Al Pilarczyk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pilarczyk hits a pop-up towards third. Freese settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Marv Breeding is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Breeding is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and two walks. Breeding hits a fly ball into left field. Minoso settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gene Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got three RBIs. Stevens hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Orioles 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Billy Heft now pitching. Joe Ginsburg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ginsburg is 3 for 3 in the game, with two singles and a double. Ginsburg hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Robinson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got two RBIs. Landis hits a line drive towards third. Robinson reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. He's got 2 RBIs. Aparicio takes first base on ball 4. Russ Kemmerer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Aparicio. The throw from Courtney and he is safe. Aparicio steals second. Russ Kemmerer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemmerer is 0-for-1 in the game. Kemmerer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Breeding scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Orioles 4. The Orioles will come to bat. Gene Woodling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodling is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Woodling hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jim Gentile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gentile is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Gentile hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Woodling moves to second. Jerry Staley now pitching. Clint Courtney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Courtney is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Courtney hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Woodling moves to third. Gentile moves to second. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Woodling scores. Gentile moves to third. Two outs. It's 8-5, White Sox. Bob Shaw now pitching. Jackie Brandt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brandt is 0-for-3 in the game. Brandt hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Gentile scores. It's 8-6, White Sox. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Hansen is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Orioles 6. The White Sox will come to bat. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Smith hits a fly ball into left field. Woodling settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Nellie Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Fox hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Stevens. Fox reaches second base with a double. Hoyt Wilhelm now pitching. Dave Nicholson now playing right field. Gene Stevens now playing center field. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Minoso takes first base on ball 4. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sievers is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and 2 walks. Sievers takes first base on ball 4. Fox moves to third. Minoso moves to second. Gene Freese is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freese is 0-for-4 in the game. Freese hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Robinson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Ginsburg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ginsburg is 3-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles and a double. Ginsburg strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Orioles 6. The Orioles will come to bat. Bob Boyd pinch hits for Dave Nicholson. Bob Boyd is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyd hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Minoso who is chasing the ball. Boyd reaches third base with a triple. Marv Breeding is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Breeding is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and two walks. Breeding hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Boyd scores. One out. It's 8-7, White Sox. Gene Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 3 RBIs. Stevens hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Smith. Stevens reaches second base with a double. Frank Bauman now pitching. Gene Woodling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodling is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Woodling hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Stevens moves to third. 2 outs. Jim Gentile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gentile is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. Gentile hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Orioles 7. The White Sox will come to bat. Jim Busby now playing center field. Gene Stevens now playing right field. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Landis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen misplays the ball. That's an error on Hansen. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Landis. The throw from Courtney and he is safe. Landis steals second. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Aparicio is called out on strikes. 1 out. Frank Bauman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bauman takes first base on ball 4. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 1-for-5 in the game, with a single. Smith strikes out. 2 outs. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 2-for-5 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Fox hits a fly ball into center field. Busby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Orioles 7. The Orioles will come to bat. Gus Triandos pinch hits for Clint Courtney. Gus Triandos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Triandos hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Robinson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Walt Dropo pinch hits for Hoyt Wilhelm. Walt Dropo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dropo hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 8, and Baltimore Orioles, 7. Goodbye from Memorial Stadium in Baltimore.